Blog Talk Radio.
The revolution will not be televised, y'all. Right here on Hip Hop on the 206 Block. Well, let's go ahead, and we got a little special treat. Actually, my man Porter got a nice little special treat for y'all. You know what I'm saying? You ready to do this?
Oh, yeah.
You ready
and
to do this?
I'm hoping they took in what they just heard.
Yes, indeed.
This is very different.
It's subliminal. So here we go. A little bit of instrumental right here. My man Porter about to freestyle. Freestyle it up.
The average
right here.
Rio, the poet, the MC, from Gil Scott Heron to me. The revolution will not be webcast. You won't need 3D glasses, HD TV, or Blu-ray to see the revolution, because it will happen clearly in front of your face. The revolution will not be webcast. You will not be able to find a revolution on Windows, MySpace, Facebook, and you definitely won't be able to tweet revolution on Twitter. The revolution won't be webcast. You won't be able to Google, YouTube, or Yahoo information on the revolution. To be honest, your MP3s, laptops, flash drives, and hard drives won't be able to cover all the information on the revolution. The revolution will not be webcast. The revolution will not be on digital cam, webcast, podcast, simulcast, or rebroadcast. When a revolution happens, there'll be no iPods, iPads, iTouch, touch screens, and even no Tickle Me Elmos. The revolution won't be webcast. The revolution is not a game to be played on Wii, DS, PlayStation, Nintendo, or Game Boy. When a revolution comes, Clear Channel and Radio 1 won't need to put it in rotation. You will not see the revolution on BET's 106 and Park Video of the Day, or on MTV, VHS, or Entertainment Tonight. The revolution will not be webcast. Because of KRS, Chuck D, Pop, Big, the next time a Waka Flocka says lyricism don't matter and is overrated, we'll run him out of town after giving him a rhyming dictionary. The revolution won't be webcast. In the revolution, a bikini-wearing, beauty pageant-winning, can see Russia from outside her Alaskan window, won't become a well-respected, book-writing, political juggernaut. As a matter of fact, Sarah Palin and her Tea Party will be replaced by Sister Elaine's Cocoa Party. The revolution won't be webcast. Once the revolution comes, if the police act like beasts, we'll use a hit and run to make it cease. When the revolution comes, Negroes will use the words Panthers, Moors, Nationalism, Malcolm, Martin, Garvey, and will use those words with pride. The revolution won't be webcast. When the revolution comes, blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amerieurasians and move way out to hide their blackness. I repeat, when the revolution comes, blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amerieurasians and move way out to hide their blackness. The revolution will not be webcast. As a matter of fact, the CIA, FBI, ATF, Skull and Bones, and the Illuminati won't stop the revolution. The revolution won't be webcast. Won't be webcast. Won't be webcast. Peace.
That's hip hop. That is hip hop.
Wow. And that is hip hop. And of course, this is one of the fastest, and I do mean the fastest, moving programs of your week. This is Al Porter. And this is, of course, Al Porter, Man in the Streets. Hey, it shows up in Blog Talk as Man in the Streets. And I just want to say this is chapter 1, verse 19 of Man in the Streets. And first and foremost, man happens to stand for music, activism, and news. That's music, activism, and news. For all those who are listening to this online, I appreciate you for that. But I want you all to take a look up in the corner. Take a look at that corner box that says 646-478-0944. That's the phone number that you can use to call in and be a part of this conversation. Again, that number is, of course, 646-478-0944. When you call in, hey, I love to talk to you all, but I do want to let you know that first and foremost, when it comes down to it, you may hear it where it tells you, press 1 if you wish to speak. Now, I'm letting you know right now, my disclaimer on this is if I come to the phone line, because things, this these programs go out all over the world. So you could have a multitude of lines tied up and everything like that. Sometimes you don't plan on speaking. You don't press that one key. You might end up on there after all. So you've got two choices. You can either talk or just continue to listen. You will be put back on hold so you can continue to enjoy the program. So that's my disclaimer for you on that. I want to let you know, and I'm taking time so you can get pens, pencils, loose leaf paper, notebooks, iPads, desktops, laptops, smartphones. Get them prepared because you will get information. So again, get your pens, pencils, loose leaf paper, notebooks, iPads, desktops, laptops, smartphones, that type of good stuff. Disclaimer number two, this is very important. What you hear may offend you. If it does, please do not get mad at me or Blog Talk Radio or Varsity Music, but you can call and talk to me directly about what it is that may be offending you, what have you. You don't have to stay mad at me. You can just call so we can work some things out. You may be right on some things. I may be wrong on some things. You may not like certain things and we may not agree, but please feel free to call in direct to 646-478-0944. That will be greatly appreciated. Tonight, so far, we plan on the red light camera debate that happened tonight. We'll recap some things that happened. We'll give you further information as time goes on. And hopefully, one of the people that was supposed to call in last week will get a chance to call in this week and further our conversation, that conversation on the music business being, quote-unquote, shady, and give us some new insights on some things that I really was not as aware of as I'm learning about. On that end, I will give you, wow, some of our top tracks from last week to this week. We'll go from number 8 and go backwards down to number 1 and say number 8, Eastside, the remixes from, of course, Varsity Music. Number 7, Black House Sounds. Number 6, Karma Delane. Number 5, D Gambit from Life Innovations, their main artist, D Gambit. Number 4, Hip Hop's David Ruffin. That song featured DJ Tech and was from H-Jazz Music. And I would suppose because of the Trayvon Martin case, there was a lot of interest in the Hip Hop's David Ruffin because of some of the lyrics that were said on there. Number 3, Donna Says from H-Jazz Music. Number 2, Instrumentals by Emacs, The Image from Varsity Music. And number 1, wow, Instant Classics from my man Emacs, The Image, Varsity Music. You know something? I'm going to take the time, let the sound man, producer of the show himself, my man Emacs, throw on something for you all. And when we come back, we might just jump into a topic or two. Keep it moving. Throw on some nice music. And I look forward to talking to you all shortly. Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music Activism and News at 646-478-0944. Hey, if you don't like listening to my voice, you can always call in and add your thoughts on some things. Look forward to talking to you. Peace.
Kilroy, the Sheriff. The U.S. biggest import, entertainment. The U.S. biggest export, entertainment. Sports, music, fashion, it's entertainment. Cell phones, reality shows, and PlayStations. Today, if Rosa Parks was waiting on us, it's sad she'd still be on the back of the bus.
True.
Instead of you fighting for freedom with me, you'll take to the streets to burn a jersey, discuss an ESPN Super Bowl show, where a false king said if he'd stay or go to Miami for brighter lights and a title. So just do it. Stop following false idols.
Yeah.
Ring around the Justice Center, I was there. March against Cleveland Clinic, I was there. Invading Radio 1, I was there. Hold up, where were you? Oh yeah, not there. Discuss, we're too busy to protest while the loss of freedom breathes down our neck. Disgusted in you, hope you follow my line. You can ask for freedom, I'm demanding mine.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
when you hear my next warning. The Euclid Corridor, which produced a health line. Brand new project, which will slash a straight line straight through the heart of the inner city, knocking down homes and tearing through buildings. It's called the Opportunity Project. 375 mil the cost to implement. Plowing through Kinsman, Fairfax, Slavic Village, Buckeye, East 55th will be pillaged. Two biggest employers in our city, Cleveland Clinic, oh yeah, and University. They use corridors to get employees to work, even if houses get plowed in the dirt.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
There's a lot of racist clubs down in the flats. Week after week, sad fact, we head back. Even a Russian mob has the nerve to trip. If you don't believe me, check my manuscripts. Before the club could play us out like fools, we packed them Swiss boxers and said, cool.
Yeah.
We need more black-owned clubs like Club Earth. Maybe then we'd envision our self-worth.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Man, I'm just too disgusted to rap.
You know it.
Y'all complain about rude security and high prices, but are probably heading to the flats right now to get your Dougie and Flex on. Disgusted. HJS. Share. Still rolling.
Wow. You know, I really love that record just because it was one of those outside of the box type of beats that my man HJS came up with. And when it comes to being outside the box, I have to remember that this is one of the fastest moving hours during the week. And so by me remembering that, that keeps me on track to let you all know that you can use the number 646-478-0944. That's the number to reach me. For all of those that I'm looking at online, I appreciate that. 646-478-0944. So you can explain, say something that's on your mind. We appreciate it. Now remember, I ask you all real nice to like pull out whatever it is that you use to take your notes and write down certain things. You may want to use that 646-478-0944 number on three more days this week. Starting off on Wednesday. Wednesday with Hood Talk 2. That's from 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time. That's international politics broke down to a local level. Fridays and Saturdays, you can use that same phone number. Oh, and the person who hosts that show, none other than, of course, Emax the Image. Now, on Fridays and Saturdays, you can also join my man Emax the Image, brother Andy, my man Cheese comes through. It's Hood Tunes Radio from 8 to 10 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time. At Hood Tunes Radio, music questions answered about the business. And the goal there is to link nationwide artists with regional artists. And they had great success. I've even seen it through to be able to talk to some nationwide artists that are really looking to link up and do shows from one area to the other. So that's greatly, greatly appreciated. I had to throw that out there. I also want to say, since I'm on the topic of Saturdays, Saturdays at midnight, you have 216 Radio. That's 216 Radio. And that's one that originates right down in the region of Cleveland, Ohio. Of course, that's the official radio station for Cleveland State University, 89.3 FM, WCSB. You can always check them out at WCSB.com. And the number is, of course, 216-687-3515. A lot of people say, why are you always giving out those type of things and doing that and linking people up? Well, when I came into this around 1989, I had to find out a whole bunch of these type of things the hard way, digging and scrounging and scratching and all of that. And I was thinking, like, now, man, that information to raise a nation, that's the main thing, and that's what I look for when it's, like, time to link up and do other things. So that's my main thing on that. And, you know, we'll give you some information about a major listening party that's coming out, performance piece for a couple of people that's, of course, deals with this radio show. And I want to start off by going back in the time a little bit in this show. And like I say, the phone line is definitely open because we had somebody who wanted to fill in a few things about music business and everything like that. And while waiting for that, I just want to say that, of course, if we go back to what was talked about on this show before, you know, Cleveland is still slated to add red light cameras. I know there's a vote on the floor and everything like that downstate. But let's just say that Cleveland was slated to add red light cameras. Fixed units were to go from 23 to 49, mobile units from 6 to 15. And the main thing was, when they went on and passed it, nobody had hearings before it was put on the floor and passed. Nobody brought it to the people. And you know my side comment to all of that, especially is that the city council, which was led by Chair of Safety, Kevin Conwell, sent this through city council without having a hearing in front of Cleveland residents. The only time he voted no on that, and I'm glad he did vote against it, but here's the thing. He voted to put the cameras and allow the cameras to be passed, and then they had no hearings. He had a hearing in his ward, brought in, of course, our representative, Bill Patman, for the state of Ohio, and when Bill Patman made the announcement that he and others, bipartisan, Republican and Democrat, were putting a sponsor on the floor, that red light cameras be banned in the state of Ohio all over. Some in school zones. All of a sudden, at that same meeting, that's when the hearing, after everything was passed, is when Councilman Kevin Conwell held a hearing, talked to his residents, and said, hey, I heard from the activists. I want to know what the residents say. Well, I'm going to tell the mayor, no, I don't want red light cameras in my ward, which is kind of a moot point. But before you all say, well, why am I bringing this back up? There's a reason. Because we can't just get happy yet, and I'll let you know why, as I bring up and let people know that when it comes to the red light cameras, it's true. The drop of citations issued, which was 1,018,707 in 2007 to 64,143 last year, surveillance cameras, which now they're saying they want to add red light cameras with surveillance, for safety reasons. Surveillance cameras have not been a deterrent to violent crimes rising, which would have been brought up had there been a safety hearing in the first place. Come on, people. We have a lot of surveillance cameras. And as of 3 weeks ago, it's been reported that Cleveland is the top 10 worst city for violent crimes in the United States of America. So it kind of gives that argument that those cameras don't work the way they're supposed to. Again, I want to let people know that the Cleveland State University Urban Studies Associate Professor Ronnie Dunn said that Cleveland plans to add 26 cameras, mostly in east side black neighborhoods, make existing discrimination worse. Remember, we talked about that almost a couple of weeks ago, something like that before. And also, I had to let people know that, of course, Cleveland Councilman Jeff Johnson, who supported cameras, said the devices will make his ward safer from pedestrians and bike riders. And now, the problem is that he wanted people to stop speeding in his neighborhood and cameras at intersections at the biggest areas where pedestrian traffic and all of that. I want my community to be more walkable and bike friendly. And if we remember what Professor Dunn had said, he wrote a book 2 years ago on racial disparity, on how and where Cleveland police traffic said 21 of 26 new cameras are being placed on the east side, where a disproportionate number of blacks will pay fines for speeding or passing through red lights. Now, his book, Racial Profiling, Causes and Consequences, was based on traffic ticketing patterns in 2004 and done used to support red light cameras, but he was amazed at how they were utilized. He said the city isn't using them the way they were initially suggested. John Dunn had then said a recent study that blacks, who make up 30% of the city's driving population, were getting 59% of the tickets. Cleveland's commission study showed blacks received 61% of traffic violation tickets. Dunn said this shows blacks are more heavily ticketed, and putting more cameras on the east side will compound and exacerbate this problem by placing additional burden in distressed areas where unemployment is high, adding insults to injury. He reasons with east side population loss and west side increases. Ah, this undermines the city's rationale for cameras on the east side. It's not about enhanced safety. It's a revenue generator for the city. Now, you know, Johnson said, in defense, that council members of the West Side wards have an option of saying no to the red light cameras, but I want them. Could it be that the council people on the West Side said no because they listened to their people and didn't feel high and arrogant, high and mighty? But we'll get to that in a little while. But he did say that, hey, also, we're getting less money because the cameras work. Johnson said, I got ticketed when the cameras were first installed, but I changed my driving habits. Now, last but not least, I just want to add something before we go to a track and come back. Because the reason I'm saying this is there is a follow-up to all of that. And what I'll do before I get to that, see, now I'm very, very thankful because right after the follow-up, I'm going to definitely get to the 471 phone number, the 216-471 number, but I would like to put out there, with Councilman Jeff Johnson, who no longer serves Ward 8 after redistricting, failed to realize, you know, he's now running for Ward 10 against Eugene Miller, and who's the incumbent of Ward 10, and council candidate Donald Walker Brown. I just wanted to say that although the city made $6 million last year, that on any given day, if Councilman Johnson goes to traffic court, he sees lines of people the same color he is, maybe shaded darker, maybe lighter, but if that's possible, but definitely maybe shaded darker, but he sees people the same color he is. So maybe he's not really representing his constituents in his ward, but in city council. Like I said, if people feel offended, you don't have to be mad at Varsity Music or Blog Talk Radio. Feel free to definitely do what the 216-471 number did and just dial up 646-478-0944 and 216-471. You are now on live. What's going on with you this fine evening?
Oh, no. What's going on? Hey, P, it's D Gambit in the building. How you feeling, man?
Oh, man, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Oh, before anything else, your music is still in the top of our charts, man, week in
That's
and week out. And now you got your own radio show, man.
Yeah,
talk to
buddy.
Me,
yeah, man, that's D Gambit Radio every Friday, 6:30, right here on Blog Talk Radio, 6:30 p.m. You know what I'm saying? You know, we just get into, I call it where news, sports, and music meet, finally. That's
right.
What we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. We talk about all of the latest things in the news, especially a lot of Cleveland news, like a lot of stuff you're talking about now. And then we dip a little bit into sports, like we were talking about the best players of all time.
Mm.
We dip into some
right.
of that. And then we go, of course, we talk about the music. And at the end of every show, I give out like some advice to all the aspiring artists and how to handle their business on that side. and how to get their money. Stop getting jerked.
I got you, man. Oh, then I tell you what, since we had, that was like going to be one of our topics. So I'm going to ask you, man, what is the one thing that you feel artists get jerked on the most in this industry?
I was talking about this the other day. I think the most thing that artists get jerked on in this industry is, it's like when you go out and you present your product, you want to get paid, and you want to, and if not, you want to at least get some exposure or something. And there's too many. The thing that artists really get jerked on is these things to where it's like, okay, you go perform, but then you got to pay to perform, and it's all of these people. It's all of these people preying on these artists that they know desperate to get in the game. So what end up happening is artists start spending a lot of money on stuff that don't really benefit them, and then the people who promoted it didn't really care about the artists, and they was just trying to get their money. You know what I mean? You have to be careful. Like, if you go invest in something for yourself that you know you go get something out of. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you go press up a whole bunch of CDs or whatever, you know you go get your money out of that. You could calculate that out. Okay, it's going to cost me this much per CD cover and this much per CD and per whatever. You could calculate that out. Okay, and then I'm going to sell it for this much. Invest your money in something like that you know what I mean, you could make some money back off of, instead of these promoters that's just like, give us $300 and you can perform. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I would say, man. Stop doing that. You know what I mean? Invest into yourself.
I can appreciate you for that, for real. As a matter of fact, before I put you on the spot on and ask you about contact information about your radio show and stuff like that, I've got to get it, since that's one of the things you mentioned and talk about too on your show. What did you think about that draft of the Cavs last Thursday?
Oh, yeah, I got into a little bit of that Friday on the show, man. I actually think that was a good pick. Like, I knew who he was, not maybe as much as some of the other dudes, but I had heard of him, and when I seen him getting it in. But dude, a big 6'8", 260-something pound dude, you know what I'm saying, down there at the power forward spot, and he can shoot. You know what I mean? So it's crazy. So he got a good outside jumper, stepping out, hitting threes, and dunking on people and getting mad rebounds. I think it's going to be good with that, with Kyrie. That's the thing about it that people ain't realizing. They got Kyrie, you get to play with Kyrie, so that's going to be crazy.
Yep, I believe that. I really do. Man, information about you, man, like your radio show and what music projects you got going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, I told y'all a little bit about the radio show. The Destroy and Rebuild, that D. Gambit, that'll be out this summer. I ain't got a date for y'all yet. I promise. It'll be out this summer. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting some good early reviews. I got some people out in Cali I got to do some business with, like I told y'all before, some people out in New York. Shout to Keith Clizart out in L.A.
Right.
And shout to my man Kilo Grounds of Cut. I'm about to do a lot of work with both of them out in L.A. and out in New York, so I'm gonna be bouncing around. But, that's coming out, man. I got a lot of surprises coming out for y'all. I got more, I ain't going to tell you how many, but I got more than 3 videos coming for y'all.
Okay.
I got LITV coming for y'all. And we're just trying to keep it pushing, man. And on the radio side, just hit up blogtalkradio.com, D Gambit. So I'll get that phone number and call in and everything.
Cool. Then I tell you what, Blog Talk Radio, D Gambit. That's that D Gambit radio that happens on Friday evenings. Man, I really do appreciate that format. And then I know I got a gift with you because that, of course, Once by Land, Twice by C video that you would film that has not been released yet.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward to that being out there, and you were the one who did take the time to come out and film the Revolution Will Not Be Webcast video. So
oh,
I
yeah.
appreciate you. And
that's
I also appreciate your company, the company of course, Life Innovations. That's Life Innovations, the company. I got to send out much love and much respect for your company as well that you've
yeah.
been working with, working alongside, building up. And any last words, Brother D. Gambit?
Just before I get up out of here, man, the only thing that I didn't mention, hit me up, Life Innovations Entertainment. We do, like Al Porter just mentioned, music videos as well as websites, flyers, posters, anything media related. You know what I'm saying? We do artist promotions, all of that good stuff. So just hit me up at 216-630-4718, 216-630-4718. I got a 1-800 number coming up for y'all. I will get that for y'all next week.
All right.
And the alternate number to hit me up at Life Innovations Entertainment would be 216-471-8687.
Then thanks again, man, for calling up. We appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, man.
All right.
Peace. Gambit.
All
right. Right. And that's one thing I can say. This is, of course, the fastest hour. I honestly believe that, and it's the truth, man. It's a blessing to be able to work with you all, serve you all, and everything like that. Before we go to another track and then get back with a recap on the red lights and everything like that, I'm going to mention a certain name from an artist by the name of course, Karma Delaney. And she had made a statement, a couple of them, and when talking about the music business, she was like, hustling artist is the new hustle. And it ties in with what my man D. Gambit just said. And I like the one thing that she said, but you have to break it down. And when she said that I'm a hungry artist, I'll eat the money before I hand it over, meaning that she'd rather eat her own money and invest it in herself and make things really happen instead of handing it over to a hustle. Because there are plenty of sharks in the water, you know. And we're not talking about the LL kind. When he said he was a shark, that's totally different. He was like Jack the Ripper eating up MCs. These people are now like bottom-feeding barracudas and all of that. So I just want to throw that out there while I can get into another track. And you all can feel free to definitely dial in 646-478-0944. That's 646-478-0944. This is chapter 1, verse 19 of Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's music, activism, news. I'm all hyped up because I came from information. We give it out information. We're listening to some good music. Let's go to this next track. Peace.
Thinking about Kunta Kinte and some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain.
It's in the block of getting out. The only thing I knew was the block. And everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach. And now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug. He feel the drug. Of that lie, of that lie back. Of the mirror, of that Keisha. And everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud back. I tell you what that loud at. And I tell you what that style at. Yeah, I be instrumented coming down in Grandy. Say Mr. Motley, blackout sounds, you know we can. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stands, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to dope to a all high.
It's a sexism till they feel, till they drop, till this Illuminati, and they play with their body to any rules, and everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the Great Goose. Nothing in the booth, locker room, I just speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain.
When I started, days of old, drop top 9-8. Before the Gucci lanes, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lie's on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. With me till I bleed, I'm going against the grain.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain.
Every morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But in no dub set, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud, they song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet, doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, VHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't want to be looked at as the world biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
Oh, yeah. And I want to also let people know, see, that's one of the reasons why I ask you all to have things out, to take down information, because for those online, Blog Talk Radio, I respect and appreciate you all. For those who are listening on the phone at 646-478-0944 and have not pressed that one key to speak, I appreciate you all. It's always nice for us to look on the line, look on the screen and see that. It means a lot. Now, to continue on real quick, letting you know information-wise, please feel free to go to Blog Talk Radio, type in D-Gambit Radio, or Corrupt Radio, or Bored and Restless Radio. And when you find out information and you call in, let them know that you heard it from, of course, Al Porter, Man in the Streets. If you could do that, that'll be greatly appreciated, because we got to look out for each other in all of this. Now, you know, I'm going to take my time real quick, look at what we're doing here. Oh, man, this is going to go kind of fast, I think. when it comes down to it. You know, tonight we happen to have one of those, and I want to let people know this is like a political year. So any candidate, whether, you know, we may not have seen eye to eye, or even if we have, you're always welcome on a radio show to voice your opinion, your views, or what have you. Even at different events I do, from hip-hop workshops to you name it, because the more we hear from you all, the more better involved we can become, because guess what? The hip-hop community are the ones that, quote-unquote, are going to be deciding the future in a lot of things. There are a lot of things out there that's very interesting that we're becoming more educated on. And the reason that I'm bringing that up is because we're taking into consideration tonight. And, hey, if this is a topic you want to talk about, that's cool. If there are different other topics, we've discussed the music business, sports, you can hit us up at 646-478-0944. And the reason that I put that out there is because tonight there was a red light camera debate. Last Monday, I talked to Jeff Johnson, asked him, invited him out to 809 East 152nd, right on the intersection of 152nd and Aspenwall, Emmanuel Vision Church. He said, I'll get back to you. Called me back that evening directly and said, I won't be able to. I have another engagement. I was like, okay, cool. Talked to Eugene Miller last Thursday. Our group, Donald Brown, went down there and asked him about those red light cameras and why he was one of those council people that decided to stay neutral and voted to stay neutral on 137 instead of addressing the issue. What happened here is with the people. Then, you know, the mayor was coming there to speak and everything, and we invited him to the debate tonight. So Eugene Miller did let us know that he supported the cameras no matter what anybody said. That's out of his own lips, his own mouth, and that was it. So, you know, after we counted off the 1 to 137, reload between every 10, we went on and had a nice little room full of people that wanted to discuss their views on the red light cameras, pro or against, what happened. A lot of them were upset because the council people are, quote unquote, out of reach and all of that. But I would like to make the statement that sooner or later you will probably have on this radio program calling in live Marcus Henley, who happens to be running against, of course, Zach Reed for Ward 2. And the one thing that he wanted to let people know is that is very interesting. Marcus Henley, who's also on the ballot against Zach Reed, he attended the Democratic Election Committee. The Democratic Election Committee for Ward 2. Zach Reed didn't show up. He was the only one who attended. Marcus Henley did, and he gave his speech and everything on why he should be elected. And he was the only one there and spoke. And it's very interesting that the Democratic Election Committee voted to endorse locally and nationwide Zach Reed. Interesting concept, even though, like Marcus said, Zach Reed has had all his problems and things like that, but they've gone on record. That was one of those interesting things at tonight's meeting. Also, one thing that the city of Cleveland needs to spotlight on, a lot of people may not realize it, but there's a reason why redistricting keeps happening. Cleveland has lost about 300,000 people in the last few years. Interesting thing when it comes down to that. That's why the redistricting happened, and you have so many different races that are more interesting than usual. Now, when it comes down to the red light cameras themselves, the debate, well, Jeff Johnson and Eugene Miller, too big of cowards to show up for that particular debate and answer questions. But it was nice that, unfortunately, the people had the result to having cardboard cutouts with Jeff Johnson and Eugene Miller up there sitting in chairs. But the good news is, there is good news to all of this, at least that this type of debate, Jeff Johnson didn't get up and snatch the microphone from anybody and hit anybody in the wrist like he did a month ago. True story on that one. We reported on it, which is lets you know why we keep putting some of the same old people in there that are above us. It makes you wonder. But red light camera facts and statistics that should get some people's attention before we play another track. Did you know that rental cars and semi-trucks don't have to pay the red light camera ticket? They are exempt. Did not realize that one myself. But rental car companies and semi-trucks don't have to pay, but that burden is passed on, of course, to the regular taxpayers like ourselves. Something to think about. Now, also, the SCLC, NAACP, they have never taken a stand against red light cameras, although you have as much documentation as you do on the red light cameras. They've never taken an official stand, at least in our area, against red light cameras. It's crazy. Now, somebody did ask something. They wanted to know, well, wait a minute. You mean to tell us that in Cleveland they passed the red light cameras with no survey to see what the people wanted or what the most dangerous intersections may have been? And the answer is yes, because if they had done that, there are a lot more different intersections that are very dangerous. As a matter of fact, Jeff Johnson wants his street safer in the area. That's a good thing, except for one thing. He only had one bicyclist that was hit by a car in the past year and a half, which lets you know that having multiple red lights up here is not a major problem or issue. Now, the home invasions, the crime statistics, and the other things, if they were putting up regular surveillance cameras, that would be maybe helpful, maybe. But the thing is, you have had several cameras up, and like I told you before, so this is like an update program, because I'm just updating certain things that we talked about from the red light cameras. We've updated some things about the music business that we started on last week. So this is like an update show to a degree. As a matter of fact, the question came up, wait a minute, how did the city of Cleveland pass a budget? Now, it's unrelated to red lights, but you have to look at it like this. How did the city of Cleveland pass a budget to be, basically speaking, in the green and say we were all right, but we ended up in a 33% deficit, like 33 mil, something like that? And the answer is the same people who are running the school system, they're the ones that are running the city. So if you have, I'll say Mayor Frank Jackson, who's the top of the school system, and they pass a levy, and they say they have all the money accounted for, they have all the questions answered, but yet months later, they have to come back and say, Clevelanders, what do you want us to do with the levy money? How should it be implemented? Because we have some tough choices ahead, and we want to hear from you. Then that means the transformation plan was not the best laid out plan that was thought of, because it was supposed to be the end all. That was it. And it lets you know that by the stroke of a pen, nothing is as balanced as it's supposed to be. So those are some interesting things that came out of that debate, the questions and answers. And, you know, we're going to another track, and then we'll come back to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, and see what's on anybody's minds and give you a little bit more information, all that good stuff. Be right back.
I see you. I know exactly where you're at. That's why you don't have to wonder and try to find out who I am. You will see who I am. I will tell you who I am.
Gambit, my rhymes travel vortex beats never seen yet. Bet if we was gambling, gambit to come and handle them. Brandishing a weapon, a stepping with two fists. Watch this, all my real niggas gon' cop this. Hot like fish grease, to the day I deceased. Increasing my profits, rocking beats plus other hustles like the Circle and Wayne. Need my money in double back, boy, I'm about to get it. And sit it to the side, have that shit if I got to. Send my daughter to college when she's 18. I mean, the verses is mean, so it seems. And that a nigga that's gonna get the cream. I gleam cause I grind and shine cause I go hard. And niggas used to talk down, they sick like, oh God. And broadside, I used to kick it with having a heart attack. Like, damn, this nigga getting it. My dumbass ain't know how to act. Black skill, put the mic down. Nigga, I'm here now. Nigga, straight clowns, y'all can listen to my shit now. Vow to keep it G until I leave upon the planet. Then I'll be a star shining. Planet, Jack Cannon. Gambit, my mental cause ripples across space and time. What line are you found? I'm out my motherfucking mind. I was trying to stay alive from 16 to 25. I shouted out with niggas. Serenity came in 05 in the form of a daughter by the same name. Named it that because she brings peace to a deranged brain. I maintain my focus. Since then, I had to keep it pushing. Get my mind right, money right, some shit cooking. Some of my niggas still cooking, some still feeling the killing. Some young niggas can't still see the vision, so they thinking shit's weak. See me chilling with the children, cause I got a little older. Fuck with them and I'ma kill them. Nigga, trust me, I just be thinking on my mathematics. Getting paid all day, got 8 ways to get the cabbage. Savage on the inside, exterior cool as ice. So people think I'm laid back and women think I'm nice and enticing. But rub me the wrong way, catch an uppercut like I was Tyson. Now pick your teeth up, cause I came to enlighten. But see the G in me when push, start wars like Bush. Niggas don't understand how hard I'm about to push. D-Cabbage, you know who I am, I'm about to show you what's going on. Nigga, you ain't got no shit like this. Nigga, Cabbage, nigga, hit.
You know, of course, our number is 646-478-0944. I'm going to give you all a couple of shows and let you know that tonight, you have SOTC on 89.3 FM, WCSB.com. Of course, that's from 1 to 3:30 a.m., and that's tonight. 1 a.m. to 3:30 a.m. There's a 216-687-3515 number. Let them know you heard it from Al Porter, Man in the Streets, and from, of course, the Hood Tunes, Hood Talk family. And then, of course, tonight, the legendary hip-hop and R&B on the 216 block. That's from 3:30 a.m. to 5 a.m. on 91.1 FM. That's 91.1 FM or WRUW.org. And that's, of course, a 216-368-2209 phone number. Sometimes it's a 368-2208. You got to either or there. And looking at things run through, going to take the time to stop real quick and have people think about it and ask themselves, why would it be? Any bee, it could be honeybees. But why would they kill a wasp if it came in and tried to build a beehive? to build a wasp nest in the middle of their beehive. Now, it's something to think about because of the debate that happened, a good point was made. Why is it that Geauga County boys were able to come to East Cleveland to build up Shaw High while you still had a lot of East Clevelanders that were out of work? Something to think about. It means that we have not gathered and galvanized enough in different regions from Cleveland to East Cleveland to other areas to stand up for themselves. Now, going back to what I'm saying, I just threw that in there to keep things from being like too what have you, as I gave you different things that were going on. So I wanted to let people know also, should they choose, on a Sunday, you can hear Brother Art McCoy, the professor, on WERE 1490 AM. That's WERE 1490 AM. That's 5 to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at NewsTalkCleveland.com. This coming Wednesday, I'll be blessed because it's, of course, voiceofradios.com, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. And this coming Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m., voiceofradio.com. You can check it out for 3 to 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, and that's at 216-649-4890. Phone number, we'll have the legendary Ballhead Fred, Nappy Head Fred, Fred. Brother's been doing it for so many years, from working with Jazz Mark and others, and does stand-up comedic work as well. So that ought to be an interesting one in itself. And the theme for that one, I won't even tell you yet. I want to let people know before I stomp on out of here, we get like an instrumental from B-Max or what have you, unless a surprise phone call comes through. We will, of course, you can join me on a Wednesday evening live, Black on Black Crime Meetings. No truth, no justice, no peace. Don't guess about what we do. You can come see what we do, and we'll be there this coming Wednesday. This Wednesday, 7:15 p.m. at, of course, 14660, intersection of Lee and Euclid, 14660, intersection of Lee and Euclid, and that's right there, City of East Cleveland. We're at the McCall's meeting room, right on the first floor. We flipped that whole first floor to McCall's Hotel. This coming week, see, I had to learn the proper terms before I did things, and I'm very proud, very thankful. I'll be having a listening party. Not a CD release, but a listening party. And the listening party will feature three songs. A couple of them are rough drafts, like Against the Grain. You've been hearing it online. You get a chance to hear it in the club. They're going to play the new track about Castro at the Miracle on Seymour called The Cleveland Story, which features Black House Sound. You'll hear the regular version of course, Against the Grain featuring the Denise Monroe remix. Look out soon because, of course, the Varsity Music remix is coming. And the reason that I'm throwing that out there is because of Mardi Gras. You'll also hear something unexpected. And we're going to listen first, use the proper term, because in a couple of months, it'll be release date for a CD. And at the release, that means there'll be product for sale. So come join us 21st in Rockwell at the Mardi Gras, 21st, East 21st at the Rockwell Avenue, which is right next to 21st and Superior, right across from the Plain Dealer Building. You won't miss it. And our special invited guest will be Emax the Image. Ms. Chocolate Cake will be there. That's 9 p.m. till 1:30. And then on Saturday, Hip Hop Workshop, the Hip Hop Workshop at Cleveland State University, large room 136 this Saturday, 2 to 6 p.m. We've got a whole lot of surprises in store. Cleveland State University, large room 136, the main classroom building, 1899 East, of course, East. Of course, East 22nd and Euclid, right between East 22nd and Euclid in Chester. Thank you for vibing with us. Love you all. We've got some subjects for you next week, and we're just going to vibe out with this. Thank you. Creator first. Got to take care of myself always. And, of course, I love the fans out there. Mama Porter, birthday on July 4th.